actually, Denise, you kind of gave me a heads up on this story yesterday.
Yeah.
Some of the aftermath stories coming out of the tornadic activity that was in the South, in particular in Texas. So, and this story actually led me to a couple of other stories, too. It's a story about a teen that had to ride out the tornado in Deer Park, Texas, in a truck. Apparently, his parents went into a store, and he was left in the truck. And there he was as the tornado hit. The airbags deployed. He sat there and survived.
Yeah, I saw the pictures of that yesterday, and it showed the side of the pickup truck that it looked like the only thing damaged really was the mirror and then the driver's side window. But then they panned around to the back, and the back window was broken out, and the airbags were all deployed inside. I don't know if I'd have wanted to ride out a tornado inside of a pickup truck.
No, and apparently it got caught off guard. You know, just there, and suddenly, boom, this storm. In the same sense, again, from Deer Park, Texas, where that took place, there's also video that's making the rounds from a mail carrier. He was delivering mail on his route, and he got caught in that same tornadic activity, and he has video because he had a dash cam going.
Wow.
And so that's available. And then there's a story from the same system from Orange County, Texas, of a couple that were inside an RV and escaped with their dogs and ran into a nearby ditch and took cover in a ditch. And they have a video of that, which I do find interesting. If I'm trying to survive or escape from a tornado, I'm not sure that taking video is one of my priorities, but
yeah,
one of the people involved in the escape took the video, and so that video is available too. And we put links up to this stuff on our Morning Team page if you want to check out some of this this video that is making the rounds just because of survival that people had to deal with. So, you know, there's all kinds of great tornado survival stories, thankfully, as much as there is death and injuries that occur, which is very obviously sad in a lot of ways. These are survival stories just to give you a lot of idea what people have to deal with sometimes, especially when caught off guard, as they say.